Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Amud Aleph by the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Ibayluhu, Heichi Kamar. Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that the seven kvasim are brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and then the Lashon was, Zupara Ayla V'sayar Nase Bachutz Im Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you read that? How do you read the Mishnah? Where do you put the comma? Do you read the Mishnah, Im Tamid Shel Shachar Hayu Kraven, that the kvasim were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, comma, and then Upara Ayla V'sayar Nase Bachutz Im Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? That would be one option, that the Para Ayla and the Sayur and Asa Bachutz were brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Dilmor, perhaps, the way you read the Mishnah is Hachikamar, is as follows, that Im Tamid Shel Shachar Hayu Kraven U Para Ayla Behadayu, that you brought also the Par together with the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. That's where you put the Kama, after U Para Ayla. And then the Sayur and Asa Bachutz and Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and then it was only the Sayur and Asa Bachutz that was brought together with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So that's one Shaila. How do you read the Mishnah? Second Shaila says the Gemara of the Su, Para Ayla Rebbe Eliezer Deshaire Emas Avile. Rebbe Eliezer left out the Para Ayla, which is one of the Karbanis of the, one of the parts, it's a part of the Musaf, of the Karban Musaf of Yom Kippur. He left it out. So when was that brought according to Rebbe Eliezer? The Su, and says the Gemara, another Shaila, is that Bainler Rebbe Eliezer, who Bainler Rebbe Akiva, Emure Chattis Emas Avilehu. When did the Emure Chattis get placed onto the Mizbeach? That detail seems to have been left out. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravo, Loi Meshkachas Lo Mitzakanto, El Oilu Rebbe Eliezer, Detanet Devei Shmuel, Oilu Rebbe Akiva, Kedotei Sefto. The only place we will find the Seder Avayda clearly explained is like Shitas Rebbe Eliezer in Tanet Devei Shmuel, or like Rebbe Akiva in the Tetzefto. So says the Gemara, Detanet Devei Shmuel taught, that Rebbe Eliezer, Aymer, Rebbe Eliezer says, that the Seder Avayda is as follows, that after the tefillah, it's Yatzav Asa after the third tefillah, so Yatzav Asa Eloi Ve'elam. So he brings his own personal aisle, and the aisle of the Am, part of the Karban Musaf, Ve'emurei Chatas, and he also brings the Emurei Chatas, of a Para Ayla V'Shivas Kvasim, but the majority of the Karban Musaf, the Para Ayla, the Shivas Kvasim, and Sayur Nasa Bachutz, that's all brought in Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kemat, the entire Karban Musaf is brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim by the fifth tefillah. The only exception is the Isle of the Am, that's brought by the third tefillah. Rabbi Kiva the Tesefta Mahi. Now where do we find that the Shita of Rabbi Kiva is clearly explained in the Tesefta? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Kiva in there, Para Ayla V'Shivas Kvasim in Tamid Shel Shachar, how you crave it. That the Para Ayla together with the Shiva Kvasim, so most of the Karban Musaf, that was all brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mavad Alisa Baker Asher Lo Ayla Satamin. It says by the other Yamim Taivim, it says that the Karban Musaf is brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, so Rabbi Kiva learns out from the other Yamim Taivim to Yom Kippur. Also on Yom Kippur, the Karban Musaf is brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Va'acharkach, and then afterwards, by the second tefillah, in the Big Day Lavan, the Kohen Gadol performs the Avodas Hayoyim. Va'acharkach, and then he goes to the mikvah a third time, and he brings the Sayur Anase Bachutz, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Sayur Izim Echad, Chatas Milvad, Chatas HaKippurim. So you see that the Sayur Hanaseh Bachutz is supposed to be brought after the Avodas Hayoyim. Va'achakach, and then afterwards, still in the third tefillah, Eloi Ve'ela Am, he brings his own personal aisle, the aisle of the Am, part of the Karban Musaf. Va'achakach, again, still in the third tefillah, Emurei Chatos. Va'achakach, again, the way the Rambam learns, is still in the third tefillah, he brings the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So a lot of the Avodas happens with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Kamat, the entire entire Karban Musaf is brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. The exception is the Isle of the Am and the Sayur Anase Bachutz. So says the Gemara, what's the pshat? My time with Rebbe Eliezer, what's the pshat for Rebbe Eliezer that he holds that the Musaf is brought at the end of the day? And now, like Rabbi Kiva brought from the pasuk of other yam, like we find by other yamim tovim, that the Musaf is brought in the morning. So says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, Avid Kedichsev, because he does the way it's written in the Seder of Yom Kippur in the Torah. Avid Bereisha the Teres Kainim. First, he does that which it says in Sefer Vayikra in Parashas Achrei Mais, where it says the Seder Hayoyim. Va'hadar Avid the Chumash Hapikudim, and then he does what it says in Sefer Bamidbar in Parashas Pinchas, where it describes the Karban Musaf of Yom Kippur. So since in the Torah, with regards to Yom Kippur, the Torah puts the Seder Hayoyim before the Karban Musaf, so therefore that's what he held is supposed to be done. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, Ketukatani Taima, Rabbi Akiva already told us his reason, because it says by the Karban Musaf of Adri Yamim Tovim, Movad Alos HaBaker Asher Lo Alos HaTamin.
It says that the carbon musaf is supposed to be brought with the tamid shel shachar, and he learned from other yamim tovim than who adin and yom kippur. Alma musaf and yom tamid shel shachar avadlu. He said he learned from the pasuk that you see that the carbon musaf gets brought together with the tamid shel shachar. Now, one of the big exceptions to that was the Sayer HaNaseh B'chutz, which he brought a pasuk that the Sayer HaNaseh B'chutz is not brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, rather it's brought by the third tefillah. And he brought a pasuk for that because the pasuk says Sayer Seir HaNaseh, because it says Seir Yizun Echad Chatos V'Vad Chatos HaKippurim. That the pasuk seems to say that the Sayer HaNaseh B'chutz, even though it's part of the Karban Musaf, that it's supposed to be brought after the Seder Hayoyim, after the Avadis Hayoyim. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, Haim V'Vad Chatos HaKippurim Ayavilei. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with that drasha? That it sounds like the Sayer HaNaseh B'chutz is supposed to be on its own after the Seder Hayoyim. Says the Gemara, that he learns out from there, Ahumi Boilei Almash Zeh Mechaper Zeh Mechaper. He learns out that it's true that the Sayer HaNaseh B'chutz from this pasuk it's compared to the Seder Hayoyim. So Rabbi Kiva learned from the fact that it's compared to each other, that's written right afterwards, and it seems like it's supposed to go mamish right afterwards. That the Seder Hayoyim is by the second tefillah, and then right afterwards by the third tefillah, that's when he's supposed to bring the Sayer HaNaseh B'chutz. However, Rabbi Eliezer says that no, that's not what the Torah is coming to say. The Torah is linking them together not to say when it's brought, but to say what it's mechaper for. It's to teach us what it's mechaper for. That Amash is zemechaper, that they're both mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. Now, the Gemara now just finished explaining the Machloikas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the Braisa, the Taisefta, that we were in the middle of saying over. So says the Taisefta Vaiter, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Kiva, that Echon Karavim Tamid Shel Shachar, V'shishim Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Not all the Kvasim are brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Only one of the Kvasim are brought. One Keves is brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the other six are brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the opposite. He said Mishmai in the name of Rabbi Kiva, that Shisha Craven Im Tamid Shel Shachar, Ve'echad Im Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Six are brought in the morning and one is brought in the afternoon. So my time of the Rabbanan, what's the pshat that both of these shitas say that the kvasim are supposed to be split up? So says the Gemara, because Trey Kray Ksivi, because there seems to be two conflicting psukim. Ksiv Milvad Eilus HaBaiker, on the one hand it says Milvad Eilus HaBaiker, which makes it seem like the Karban Musaf is supposed to be brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar. On the other hand, Uksiv V'yatzav V'asas Eilasai. It seems like the Karban Musaf is supposed to be brought after the Avadis Hayoyim. It says after the Avadis Hayoyim, it says that he brings the Isle of Dan. So it sounds like the Karban Musaf goes after the Avadis Hayoyim. So Hilkach Avim Minayu Hacha, Avim Minayu Hacha. So therefore they said to split up the Kvasim, do some with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and some with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So now b'maika mifugis. Now what's their machlekes about 6 and 1 or 1 and 6? Taluyin, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda held to dafka do 1 and 6. Avid chad k'dichsid mavad el sabayker. Do 1 first because that's what the Torah says. You have to do something. So do 1, but don't do more because we want v'hadar avid avodes hayoyim. And then do the avodes hayoyim right away after just bringing 1 of the kvasim. And the reason for that is because dil mechol shechalish kain gadol. Because if you bring 6 in the morning, so then maybe the kain gadol will be too weak to perform the avodes hayoyim. And that we don't want him to miss that. So therefore, just do 1. Your yaitse with 1. Then do the avodes hayoyim, and then he'll bring the remaining 6 kvasim. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savar, he had a different svara that kaven de ischol avachisha. Once you start, do 6. Dilma Pasha, because if you just do 1 and then do the Seder Hayoyim and you have 6 left to go afterwards, so then maybe the Kohen Gadol will be too lazy to bring the rest of the Karban Musaf. So therefore do 6 right away, leaving just 1 at the end for the Kohen Gadol to do. Ah, maybe he's going to be too weak to perform the Avodas Hayoyim? No. The Legabi Avodas Hayoyim Zarasu. Regarding the Avodas Hayoyim, there's no chashash that he's going to be too weak. He'll make sure to strengthen himself to perform the Avodas Hayoyim. So that there's no chashash about. But says the Gemara, the Kuli Amma Miyas Chad Ayelhu. It seems that from the above discussion, that everybody only seems to be discussing that there's one aisle that's brought for the Karban Musaf. The aisle of the Am, and it is the aisle of the Karban Musaf. There's no two separate Eilim brought in Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, that's Keman Karebi. That's really telling you the Machlokes. But that is Shitas Rebbe. The Tani we learned in the Braiso, that Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, that Ayel Echad Amar Kan, Hu Amar B'chumash HaPikudim. And even though, if you look in the Torah, so there seems to be a mentioning of two different Eilim, there's one mentioned in Parashas Achrimais, and one mentioned by the Karban Musaf in Parashas Pinchas, and Chumash HaPikudim, and Sefer Bamidbar. Rebbe says it's referring to the same aisle. However, Blazer Reb Shimon Aimer, that Shnei Eilim ain't, and no, it's two different Eilim. Echad Amar Kan, ve'echad Amar B'chumash HaPikudim. There's one that's in Achrimais, and one that's in in by Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas. But Tanayim above seem to all be going within Shitas Rebbe that there's only one aisle. So now says the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe. What's Taka, the reason for Rebbe? Why does he make it? Why does he assume that it's all the same aisle? Why not just say it's two different Eilim? Dechsiv Echot, because the Pasuk says aisle Echot, so that makes it seem like there's only supposed to be one total. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, what does he do with the fact that the Torah says Echot? If there's two Eilim, so why would the Torah say aisle Echot? Says the Gemara, he darshins that my Echot miyuchat shebe'edrei. Echot doesn't mean it's only one, about it there are two. Echot means it's miyuchad, it has to be special, it has to be the nicest one. The Rebbe, where does he know this halacha from, that you have to choose the nicest one? Nafkalim mimivchar nidreichem. From the pasuk which says by an adava that you're supposed to choose from the choiciest one. Mimivchar nidreichem. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, he'll tell you back that chad b'choyva v'chad b'nidava. The ein achanami, you have two makayris. One by an adava, and one ayal echad by a choyva. And utzrichin, you need both, because there's a svara to say that each one, that dafka that one has to be the choiciest. There's a svara Rashi explains, that dafka when you bring an adava, a voluntary carbon, that has to be from the choiciest, because you want it to get accepted, so it should be the choiciest. And there's a svara when it's a chiyav to say you have to use the choiciest one, because being that it's a chiyav, you should use the nicest one. So each one has a svara why it should be that dafka that one has to be the choiciest, and therefore we need a makar for each one, one by a nedava and one by a chiyav. But according to Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon, Echad does not mean one, rather there were taka two Elim on Yom Kippur, and Rebbe says only one, and all the Tanayim above seem to be going like Shitas Rebbe, that there's only one aisle. The aisle in Parshas Achirmais is the same aisle being described in Parshas Pinchas.